name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And you're listening to the Crosscast. We've got a busy show, so we're going to get right to it. Yes, thank you. Joining us from eighth grade, we wanted to visit with Miss Mia Post, and she joins us now. Hey, Mia, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
It is so nice to have you back. Hey, you've had a busy week, Mia. You were at City Council celebrating the girls' state championship.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, we went, and none of us really knew about it until the day of, and we went and we sat, and we filled up the entire half of the room.
Good job.
And so we sat and we listened, and then we went up, and the mayor talked to us and about what we accomplished, and then they gave us this paper and that had, like, a certificate and what we accomplished, so... It was fun.
Pretty cool.
Okay, and you also got first in PSIA.
So. Tell us about that. Go ahead.
What about the competition? What competition did you do? Have you ever done that?
So I've done PSIA since I've come to Cross in third grade, and I always enjoy it. It's the academic challenge.
I heard you always get state, like, every year.
Yeah, I've gone to state every year. I've done it. So this year I won an on-site drawing. I got first place, so that was fun. You don't really prepare for it. I mean, you can practice sketching at home and things, but it's really every day is different on how your drawing turns out. So.
Well, tell folks that have not – I've never done the art competitions. I coach the spoken competitions. But what happens is they have, like, an object in the middle of the room, and how long are you allowed to look at it? And then you have to draw it from memory, right?
No, so you're all gathered around the room, and then they have, like, a table in the center, and they have a group of objects. It's normally a still life, and they have a blanket over it, and then they start the competition, and they pull it off, and you have to draw it from your perspective where you're sitting in the room.
Oh.
So you have the entire, I can't remember, it's like 45 minutes maybe to draw it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good amount of time, in my opinion.
And I saw your picture. In fact, I meant to ask your mom, if you can send us a picture of it, if you can take a picture of it, we can add it to the episode page anytime. But I thought that was really cool. We had a lot of great artists, apparently, that we'll talk about the winners in PSIA a little bit later in the show. But we want to congratulate you. Going to state every year, that's a pretty big deal. Let's give it up. Yeah, it is called skill. And Kiki, right on the money, hooked Mia up with one free drink from our good buddies at On the Ground. Do you drink coffee?
I do.
You do? Okay. I did not discover coffee
until
I was much,
she
much
can't
older.
Stay awake.
Well, hey, man, going to state. You might have to stay up late sometimes and practice things.
Sometimes.
So sometimes. I don't know. Hey, folks, when we get back, something else I heard on Saturday at PSIA, some folks were coming in and they were talking about our good buddy Brecken's performance in Bye Bye. So we're looking forward to talking to him, and we're going to do it all right after this.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
This is Principal Corey Brandenburger, and you're listening to the Crosscast.
Right, you are listening to the Crosscast. My name is Jason Dias. Her name is
Kiki Culpepper.
And his name is Brecken. Hey, Brecken, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Dias.
Awesome to have you on, man. All right. Hey, man, when I came into PSA on Saturday, there were some people that were going to the show, Bye Bye Birdie, some people
after
that had
PSA.
Been to the show. They were all raving about your performance. Tell us about what you did for Bye Bye Birdie.
Well, Mr. Dias and Kiki, it's my first role, and my first big role in theater, and I just wanted to make the best of it with all the cast. I did a lot of choreography, like Elvis moves. I did the lip curl a lot of times, and it was really fun, and I sang a lot of songs, and it was just so fun with the cast and all of them.
Okay. So, I know there's a lot of young people after watching your performance are trying to get into the theater arts. What advice do you have for them?
I have the advice. I just want to tell them that try your best and try to stay in character, because that's always the best thing you can do.
Well, I got to tell you, it's funny that you mentioned Elvis. I've never seen Bye Bye Birdie. I may have told you last week, there's a famous episode of Mad Men that features the introduction, Ann Margaret's introduction to Bye Bye Birdie. It's one of my favorite episodes of Mad Men. But just this week, I downloaded some Elvis songs, a little less conversation, a little more action. I'm a huge Elvis fan, and I know that story kind of parallels when Elvis got drafted. When Elvis got drafted, and it must have been exciting to play such an American musical icon.
Yeah, he got drafted in 1957, and I just feel that to play a musical icon, it's such an honor, you know, and I love it to death, and I'm kind of a post-show depression because of it, but I'm slowly getting over it. So
the show's over? That's it? There's no more performances?
No performances.
All right. I did not get to see it, but I hope next time Did you see it?
No.
No. Did Mia?
I saw
it. You did see it. Did you like it?
That was so good. Brecken played Conrad awesomely.
Awesome. All right. Well, that is a great. Well, hey, if Mia liked it, we all would have. We all would have. I'm not the most cultured dude in the world. I don't always go out and see the shows.
And
I never wear
much.
A jacket during the shows. I'm really burning up right now. Congratulations on a great, great performance. Everybody was talking about it. We have such talented young people here at the school. And on behalf of Kiki, myself, and everybody here at the Crosscast, congratulations. We look forward to your next performance.
Thank
all
you
right. That's Brecken, everybody. Eighth grader. Awesome. All right. Hey, folks, we're going to take a break next week. We're not going to do the show next week because it's going to be
spring break.
Spring break. Kiki's so excited. It's spring break. But we did want to remind you that the week after spring break, we've got something very, very special planned. The entire eighth grade class is going to read The Passion from the Book of Mark, the story of Jesus coming into Jerusalem, the crucifixion, and most importantly, the resurrection.
Yes.
And so we're all gonna listen to that. It's something we've done every year on my show when we've done the One City Under God. Even though we're doing it on the Eloquent Online channel, it is the most
changing it up a little bit.
It is the most important story ever recorded, and everybody recorded it. Roman historians. Everybody, all the people in that day said something incredible happened in that outlying area of the Roman Empire known as Judea, and the eighth grader is going to share that amazing story,
and
I'm really looking forward to that.
And we're also going to put all the high schools to where they're going because it's like, I'm not sure we're going to have enough
time. We don't have enough time. Kiki, when I think about all the things I wanted to do on the show, I wanted to interview every teacher.
Every teacher.
All of them. And yet we're down to less than 10 shows.
Yes.
After we come back from spring break.
We have about 7?
About 6 or 7 shows left. So we're going to do our best to get it in. Hey, you heard me talking about the talent that we have here at Cross Lutheran. So it was PSIA. We're going to save the applause to the end, but we're going to go through. I'm going to start. You're going to start.
Okay.
You're going to start. We had some great outcomes last Saturday at the district tournament, and so we're going to read the names of all the Cross Lutheran Church and School students that are moving on to the state competition at TCU.
Go ahead. So first we have Art Memory 4th and 5th grade. Nico Suazo got first place.
Nice.
Art Memory 6th, 7th, and 8th, we have Emily Childers and Kaden Mayo got first and second, taking it home. Then we have Dictionary Skills for 2nd place, Paul Sanchez. Well, there's a funny story behind that. He actually walked into the room without his dictionary.
And still came in 2nd place.
Yes.
Hey, way to go, Paul. Way to go, Paul.
And we have listening skills, 4th and 5th grade. 2nd place, Tyler Baker. And Map Charts and Graphs for 6th grade, we have Devin Keerling. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right or not. For 2nd place.
Devin, yep, the professor.
And Music Memory for 5th and 6th is Kendall Jeffers and Kyle Willard. They're the only ones on this list.
All right, well, they're 1st and 2nd. They're moving on to state.
Then we have Music Memory for 7th and 8th. And we have Carly Dreger, Matt Bishop, and Presley were. They were the only ones, and they got first, second, and third.
Oh, wow. Good for
them. So, okay then.
Pretty
your
cool.
Turn.
On my end, vocabulary, fifth grade, again, another sweep.
Yeah.
Going to state, both students from Cross Lutheran, Madeline Kruger and Julian Strange.
Ooh.
Moving on to state, pretty cool. In on-site drawing. Fifth grade, I think it's actually, that's sixth grade, our good buddy, Chloe Henderson, an artist.
Woo!
There, awesome, awesome, like you, big
she
soccer.
She likes soccer,
big
you can't
soccer
hate
player.
On that.
I've never hated on soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe Henderson moving on to state, in on-site drawing seventh, Emily Childers,
first place.
Very, very talented first
I saw
place.
Her drawing, it was a picture of a
yep.
globe.
Very, very talented young lady, also did real well last year in the city poetry competition.
And here's Mia Post.
And here's our good buddy Mia Post coming in first place on-site drawing eight. Moving down to poetry interpretation, Haley Mabrito read a poem that I've seen many, many times. Actually, I thought her and Presley both read it better than anybody I'd ever seen. But Haley's moving on to state. Our good buddy Allie Grathwall is the alternate. She came in third. I don't know. Sometimes I think in the subjective competitions, they're reluctant to send two kids from the same school on the state. Hey,
except
Edith,
for Kirby Hall.
Except for Kirby Hall. Edith Lujan, first place in ready writing.
Wow.
Third grade? Yes. And wrapping it up, speaking of Team Post, Mia's younger sister,
Carly Post.
First
she's a good friend
place,
of mine.
Ready writing. Let's give it up for all of our PSIAs. As soon as the show is over, Kiki and I get to enjoy
barbecue sandwiches
from Bill Merrill. Hey, folks,
yeah.
You've been listening to the Crosscast.
Oh,
my
and
name.
Also this week we had Art Fair.
Had Art Fair. Almost forgot. And we had some big-time winners in Art Fair. Tell us
we
about
we had Cameron Hill. He made a 10-foot-long dinosaur.
I heard about that dinosaur.
Then we had Mara Bredesen as second place with her art. I think it's with oil pastels of a ballerina on her toes.
Oh, that's cool. I saw a lot of stuff on Facebook. Mrs. Patch's daughter, Jenna, also
yes.
won a first place ribbon. Your
for
buddy, Taryn. Taryn won for those beautiful nightstands.
Yes. I actually got second place for a Chewbacca costume that I did that I could wear. It was hot in that thing.
As hot as it is right now.
For you, at least.
I don't normally dress the way I'm dressed right now, but yes, I can see where a Chewbacca outfit would be very, very
like
hot.
I had the crossbow, I had the mask, everything was first.
That's right, because you got a crossbow for Christmas. So very,
yeah,
very...
but I didn't use that one.
All right, not that one. All right,
not that
hey,
one.
Remember last year, the History Fair had that awesome vintage rifle. That was really, really cool when you're Annie Oakley. Hey, folks. It is spring break next week. Wanted to share with you a very, very quick Bible verse for all of you that may be traveling. Kiki and I want you to have safe travels from Psalm 121:8. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. If you are traveling next week, be safe. Go out. Come back in. And it's all downhill from now, Kiki, after
yep.
spring break. We are rocking and rolling the graduation.
Woo! We have eighth grade photos this Friday.
Wow.
So.
Time flies, my friends. Time absolutely flies. Again, signing off from the Crosscast one last time. My name is Jason Dias. Her name is?
Kiki Culpepper.
And until next we speak, we'll talk to you all, not next week.
But the week after that.
Exactly. Bye, y'all. We've only got one shot, gonna take it now. Going all in, gonna make it count. Won't look back, gonna set my eyes. There ain't no practice runs in life.